Violence has spread across Zimbabwe's fertile countryside as challenges mount to President Robert Mugabe's rule. Mugabe is in the process of taking valuable farmland from whites and giving it to blacks. International attention has focused on the plight of the whites, who've suffered sometimes fatal attacks by black activists. NPR's Kenneth Walker reports from Harare that whites aren't the only ones suffering.
Philemon Matibe is precisely the kind of Zimbabwean the government says it wants to take over white-held commercial farmland.
A black farmer, a black Zimbabwean, patriotic Zimbabwean. I've always been farming. I left school and I went farming. Then I went to an agricultural college in the United Kingdom, and I have been farming since.
2 years ago, 34-year-old Matibe used his life savings to buy an 1,100-acre farm and become one of just a few black commercial farmers in Zimbabwe. But in June, a group of Independence War veterans and government supporters invaded Matibe's farm, burned down his house and crops, took his cattle, and left 100 workers destitute and hungry. Matibe says the land subsequently was divided up among a bank manager and three police officials, all of whom are strong supporters of the president.
The government is using this as a tool to victimize its political opponents. Now it's a who is who in the ruling party who's getting land.
Matibe is a member of the Opposition Movement for Democratic Change, or MDC, and stood as a candidate for the party in last year's parliamentary election. After he lost that effort, Matibe says the harassment began.
I started getting anonymous phone calls threatening to kill me, threatening my family, my just my well-being. And I got told then that I am going to lose my farm.
Violence has been on the increase since the government lost a constitutional referendum 18 months ago that would have consolidated more power in President Mugabe's hands. In next year's scheduled presidential election campaign, Mugabe will face his first challenge after 21 years in power. During all previous presidential elections, Zimbabwe was a one-party state. It's only been in the last 4 years that opposition parties were legalized. Mugabe insists his re-election is essential to secure the unfinished business of the 1970s war against the white minority-ruled regime of Rhodesia, including reclaiming the land for blacks from whites. The whites own more than a third of the arable land, but make up less than 1% of the population. Government officials have consistently denied using or instigating violence and insist the political opposition is responsible for most of it. However, an independent newspaper reported recently that the government had drawn up a hit list for what it considers enemies in the media and political opposition. Morgan Tsvangirai, the leader of the opposition MDC, who says he'll challenge Mugabe in next year's election, believes he's at the top of that hit list. He says he fears violence increasingly will be used as a tactic by the ruling ZANU-PF party in the run-up to the polls.
Well, there has been an increase in incidents of violence and targeting of violence against the people. We will work on the basis that ZANU-PF is not going to retreat from violent action.
Some say the violence already has had an effect on voters. Turnout was low in recent elections for three parliamentary seats. Masapule Sithole is a political science professor at the state-run university and director of the independent Mass Public Opinion Institute. He says a recent poll found increasing fear among people, especially in the rural areas, where the violence has been the worst.
I ask people, the same people who didn't vote, why they are saying, why risk life and limb for the small one? We are waiting for the big one. The big one meaning the presidential election. It is then that we risk life and limb.
Whether the violence is part of a deliberate political strategy or not, Zimbabwe seems destined for more of it in the short term. Last week, the agricultural minister announced an acceleration of the land seizure program. Since then, armed black activists have increased their attacks on white-owned farms. Kenneth Walker, NPR News, Harare.